Morning, Angela. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Tell us, what are you going to be up to this weekend?
This weekend, it's going to be quite strenuous. I'm going to be marching 100 kilometres over 2 days for Kidney March, which is a great charity, an event that I found out about last year, actually, when I was still living in Calgary. And I signed up and did the event over 3 days. In Calgary from Kananaskis through to COP. And I signed up again to do it this year, but unfortunately, well, fortunately as well, I moved back to the UK. But I was still committed to still do the cause, and I decided to carry on doing it. It's going to be a bit tougher because I'll be by myself. But yeah, it's going to be a bit of a challenge. 60 kilometres on the Saturday and then 40 kilometres on the Sunday by myself. But I'm looking forward to it because it's for a good cause. It's close to my heart, then I'm really excited and looking forward to it.
So you say it is for a good cause and it's close to your heart. Why is it important for you to do this walk by yourself?
The reason why it's important is, unfortunately, my son, he's 2.5 now. He's had kidney issues since birth. He had his first operation when he was only 3 months old, which was definitely the toughest thing my wife and I have ever had to go through. Unfortunately, he's not got any better. He's had a second operation on, it was May this year. And the sort of help and the support I got from meeting people that had gone through the same thing as myself, it was just really inspiring. And it's just one of those things where people aren't aware of how big of an issue it is with sort of kidney disease, kidney failure and kidney issues across not just Canada, but across the world. And it was just to raise some more exposure to it and try and help any way I can do to stop other families from hopefully not having to go through what we're going through right now, my son.
It sounds like the people who have done this walk, you did it last year over the 3 days. It's such an intense thing. How did it, or did it, change the way you look at things now?
I would say it was intense, probably isn't the word I would use. I'd say it's more inspiring. You meet people from all different walks of life. You realise that you're not the only one suffering from this. And you meet people that, you know, on dialysis, walking for people that, you know, unfortunately no longer with us. And the way that it's, that the team are there, the stop points, the whole event, it actually is really fun. And it's just a great community to be a part of. And it's something that when we moved back to the UK, one of the first things I said to my wife was, oh, I'm not going to be in Canada for the Kidney March. It was one of the first things I said. But the guys there, it's just a great support network. And it's good to know that you're not the only person going through this and there's other people that are going through similar things, and it's good support network for you to bounce off ideas and talk to each other about why you're making the march.
It's one thing to march over 3 days with thousands of other people, but you're going to go 100K all by yourself. How are you going to stay focused?
I think the main focus for me is just focusing on my son. I'm thinking every step I'm taking, every kilometer I'm walking, it's towards him, to make him proud of me when he's older and he actually knows what I'm doing. Because I'm sure when I come in on the first night, he's going to jump on me, want me to play with him. And it's just hopefully help people to not go through what we're going through. But yeah, it's going to be the biggest challenge I've ever faced in terms of physically and mentally, just being by myself for that long time. But because of the cause and because of the people, there was never a doubt in my mind that I wasn't going to do it. I'm sure that's going to change when I finish my first day and I'm in pain and agony. But, you know, at least I know then there's only one more day left until next year, that is.
All right. And what is the message that you want to get out to everyone?
The message is just that, you know, kidney disease, kidney failure, kidney issues is something that's huge. It kills more people than breast cancer across Canada. 1 in 10 people are affected by it. And it's just be observant, be aware that you're not by yourself. And we need to have more people that are doing organ donation, and more people to sort of, the more people we make aware of it, the more we can help those people that are going through these issues.
Well, Manjinder, good luck with the walk this weekend.
Thank you very much, Angela.